Next week marks the start of the 2018 Idaho legislature. While Governor Butch Otter will kick it off Monday with his final State of the State address, the legislature will be looking at issues like education and children's health care, all with election year politics mixed in. Boise State political science professor Gary Moncrief says some important topics, like the renewal of the children's health insurance program, will come up early in the session. Moncrief sat down with Samantha Wright for a preview of what's to come over the next few months.
Obviously, the first thing that we're going to hear about is the State of the State address and the budget address, which Governor Otter does together concurrently. It kind of rolls them into one. So we will know a lot more next week about what he has in mind and what the overall budget he anticipates sending to the legislature for, this will be for fiscal year 2019.
So do we expect anything from Otter, because this is his last State of the State? He's not going to run again. This is it for him.
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear. He's pretty well signaled that he wants to continue his education push. That includes implementing the fifth year funding for K-12. So that's clearly something that we want to be looking for. Education is going to be, I think, one of the dominant themes, certainly from the governor, in this next session.
And what else can we look forward to in the session?
Well, you know, there's a couple of interesting things that are going on. These are all issues that came about last year. Some passed, some didn't, and they are coming back again this year. And this is such a common thing that occurs in legislatures. You know, a lot of people talk about, you know, a bill gets passed and, you know, once it's done, it's done. And that's just not at all the way it works. There's always tinkering with it. One that's gotten some attention early this year is this non-disclosure issue, which is very big in the technology industry, where an employee who's worked for them has to sign an agreement, essentially saying a non-compete agreement. And while this was passed last year, there was some concern about it last year. My recollection is that it barely got out of a committee and then passed toward the end of the session. And now there's a number of companies and sectors in the economy that have kind of pushed back on this. And Alana Rubel, who is a Democrat from Boise, is leading the charge to change this legislation, to essentially repeal it. This is something that's going to get a lot of discussion. I have no idea what's actually going to happen with this issue this year, but it's one of the things that I think we're going to hear a lot about early on. There are a number of companies that seem to have been joining forces with Alana Rubel on this. So that's something to kind of keep an eye on. Another thing that we have to keep an eye on in Idaho this year is the Children's Health Insurance Program, what's known as CHIP. This is a federal program that provides health insurance and health care for the children of families that are above the poverty line, but maybe don't make enough money in order to be able to afford health care. So this is kind of what's often referred to as the working poor, this kind of gap group that Idaho has been struggling to figure out what to do about. This is specifically aimed at the children in those families. And CHIP is funded largely by the federal government, but that money has essentially run out at this point. And until the national government does something about the CHIP program and funding that, there are a number of states that are going to really be caught in a bit of a no man's land. And I think that's something we have to really keep an eye out for in Idaho as well.
And it's an election year, right? The entire legislature, I think, is up for re-election. Won't that have an effect on this year's session?
Election year politics in a legislature are different than the politics that occur in a non-election year. So usually what happens is the legislature feels some pressure to get things done and to get out of town because there's a primary coming up. And I think this year in particular, we are likely to see a lot of challenges in the Republican primary to incumbents. And so that's even greater incentive for the legislators to want to get out early. So you never know what's actually going to happen during the session, what issues are going to pop up, what's going to happen and that has to be addressed that we are at this point not even aware of. But if all things run according to plan, they will likely try to be out of here by the very early part of April, probably the first week in April, would be my guess. So there will be a lot going on in the Idaho legislature this year.
That's Boise State political science professor Gary Moncrief speaking with Samantha Wright. They have a new podcast called Legislative Breakdown. They'll pick apart the Idaho legislature each week to find out how it affects you. Find Legislative Breakdown every Friday on iTunes, the NPR One app, or at our website, boisestatepublicradio.org.